So if you would close your eyes and just take a breath. Let the breath come in. Really feel it coming into your body, all the way down to your toes. Feel what happens as it works its way in, as it enlivens you, feeds you with life force, feeds you with love, your connection from the outside to the in. Just keep following that breath, each one, and let it take you a little deeper into a place of receiving, into a place of openness, softness, into a place of gratitude. And from that place of gratitude, feel the love in the room, the family around you, those you have yet to meet in this lifetime, perhaps, and those that are here in your field again in this lifetime. And as we allow ourselves to receive the love in the room, the family in the room, we also receive the honoring and the love of the entourage that supports us always, and the love and the honoring from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Each time there is a new group of old souls, we describe what is taking place. For those of you who have listened to this many times, you can't hear it too often. Human beings are born into three-dimensional consciousness, are taught from birth what is correct, not correct, what is right, wrong, what is proper and improper. You carry that right into your adult lives, and then you start to ask yourself, was it all correct? Is this correct? Is the man in the chair channeling? Is it possible that an energy can come in and actually cause the personality and all that is with it to step aside? And you hear pure information from Spirit. Is it possible? Did you know that this particular process, not called channeling, was done by the ancients? Sometimes it involved a talking stick, or a staff, or a rock. Sometimes it was shared in a circle, sometimes it wasn't. But there was always the idea that a human being could talk to God directly and give information directly. In some, it was in a trance state. My partner does not do that. For others, they would then channel the energy of someone who had passed, who was a human. My partner doesn't do that. It was all that I could do to convince him just to do one. Dear ones, I have never been a human. The voices of the man, his biology, his language skills, his intellect, all of that goes into the translation of a multi-dimensional message coming to him in a divine stream that he's practiced for more than 20 years. And the stream is beautiful. Never does it criticize. Many times it exposes, but never critical. Because each one of you, dear ones, is just like me. The seed of the Creator is in you, is in you, lives in you. You have called it a soul. The indigenous had their name. It is intuitive information that when you leave here biologically, you still exist. Most of the planet believes in this afterlife. There is confusion. Where do you go? What do you do? How does it work? It doesn't matter. You know, you're not done. And that's correct. That's the seed of the Creator inside. It's intuitive. And so I'll enhance that even more. You want to know who you are. If you are the seed of the Creator and the Creator is God, that means inside you there is the divine God. The apparatus, if you wish to call it that, which then engages, is free choice to see it or not. Number two, if you see it, what to do with it? It's all about free choice. If you know it's there, if you really know it's there, some people find it and they go off on their intellectual pursuit. I want to know more. How does this work? How does that work? This is really great. I can hardly wait. I will study it until I take my last breath. And in the study of it, they don't find the beauty of it. Because the beauty of it is harder to see. The human being wallows in lack of self-worth and has for eons because an old soul has been through it. My partner talked about the child who burns his hand on the stove and never forgets it. The old soul never forgets awakening to spiritual truth and being punished for it or killed or tortured. And that comes in with you, believe it. It comes in with you. And when you awaken again and the God inside is acknowledged, you don't want to go further. You don't want to strip away that which says, in there is the child. In there is joy, if you want it. In there is a love, if you want it. These are the choices that you make. And none of them are judged. But the truth is that if you'll find the whole package, your life will be different. It will be enhanced. And you're going to live longer. I'm going to give a channel tonight that is not what it seems. And the title is going to be Things That Go Bump in the Night. And it's not what you think. It's an expose of what humans do with humans. The God inside is more ready today to be examined, discovered, and used than at any time in human history. It shouts its divinity and its compassion for you. It asks and demands that the human become compassionate in order then to affect others around them. This is the prime directive, if you wish, of this new age. That humans find the package of a compassionate God inside, bring it to themselves, learn it, feel it, show it. And by doing so, share it through their actions with all those around them. All those around them. Colleagues, children, mates, friends. Couldn't be clearer. And it's new. In the past, the prime directive was to survive. Awaken and survive. And if you had to, cover it up so nobody would know who you were, so you wouldn't be pursued again. Now, it's different. The light on this planet is women. And through the generations, you will start to see it churn in ways that history never expected. An involvement of humanity. And in any kind of involvement, there will be tests and trials of what works and does not work in a new energy. And that's why you were chosen, old soul, to be the ones to be here. Experienced ones who know the differences, and not the ones who just arrived, who are just figuring it out. Is it possible that this message is real? That is free choice. Discernment is the key. Can you listen to the man in the chair and see him and see beyond it? Again, is it possible that all is not what it seems? And in these precious few moments, you can feel the adoration, the magnificence of the creative seed who knows your name and looks upon you and smiles and says, keep it up. Job well done. Keep going, keep going, keep going. You don't know what you don't know. There's more here. There's more here. Take the hand of the God inside and move to places you didn't know existed. There are those you've loved and lost who are here right now. Because they never died. Even if some of them have reincarnated, there is a system where part of those who have deceased still are on the other side in some form. Is your higher self here or is it there? It's the same for all humanity. You can be helped by those who are no longer here in beautiful, stellar ways. Ways that were not possible before 2012 and that are today. You know who you are. What a beautiful plan where those you love are still around. It is so. Science someday will show it so. And I am here to tell you that this plan is for you, developed for you, and love for you, to help you through this thing called life on Earth. There's more. I'll be back. And so it is.